in New Mexico, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. We're talking about doctrine. We have Carlo Broussard here ready to take your questions. What's your question for Carlo, Anna?
Well, I became confused at listening to the show today.
Okay.
I've always believed when you go to confession and the priest forgives you, he absolves your sins, and your best bet is to go out and not sin again.
Okay.
And to avoid the occasion of sin, and
sure,
that was all well and good.
Amen.
Now I'm hearing that all we have to do is really just go out for indulgences and do good works and be
okay,
good people and
I see,
holy people. So why do we go to confession?
Oh, very good question, Anna. So let me clarify. I apologize. Maybe perhaps I misspoke. I don't know. But if for whatever reason you came to this conclusion, I never said we don't have to go to confession when I was addressing specifically the question of indulgences. Recall that I quoted the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which defines indulgences in paragraph, let me find it here, paragraph 1471, which is a remission of temporal punishment due for sin that has already been forgiven. So that definition, Anna, of indulgences presupposes that one already went to the sacrament of reconciliation to have the guilt of sin removed. But then after the guilt of sin is removed through the sacrament, there still remains, as I mentioned earlier, vestiges of sin, you might call it. Here's what the Catechism, here's how the Catechism explains it in paragraph 1459. It says that sin injures us. It weakens us as a sinner, okay? And it goes on to say how absolution, and that's what you receive, Anna, in the sacrament of confession, which we ought to go to because Jesus gave it to us as a gift. Absolution takes away sin. But here's the key, Anna. It does not remedy all the disorders sin has caused. And it goes on to talk about how there is a need for the sinner to recover his full spiritual health and make amends for the sin. He must, quote, make satisfaction for or expiate his sins. And it concludes by saying this, Anna, this satisfaction, that is to say, the acts of love that we're going to do to bring about our spiritual health, to make amends for our already forgiven sins, is what we call penance. Is that helpful?
No.
No? Okay. Well, let me try it.
I'm still confused about it because the indulgences to me, I'm going to say the indulgences are not even something I should consider, because if I go to confession and I try to I'm resolving my sins, I've been
sure,
absolved, and I'm resolving and I'm doing what I can to make myself whole, to keep myself in a state of grace, and to be thankful that our Lord died from
sure,
the sins that I committed, that he's now forgiven me of, that should be forgiven, period, without going through additional, as long as I maintain my stature of
okay,
being in grace.
All right, Anna, let me try this again. You just mentioned one thing. You said, I'm already forgiven. Why should I need to go through all of these actions? It is true. You're already forgiven. The indulgences, these acts of love that's going to repair the harm that sin has done in your soul, has nothing to do with you being forgiven of the guilt of sin. That's taken care of in the sacrament of confession. That guilt of sin is gone. It's removed. What the indulgence is basically an act of love that the church is saying, if you perform this action with certain conditions, it's going to contribute to your spiritual health, the recovery of your spiritual health in a way that's far greater than if you wouldn't perform these acts of charity and do something else. So the church will say, Anna, you go to the sacrament of confession, the priest is going to give you a penance. And Anna, let me ask you this. Do you say your prayer, your penitential prayers, after you're forgiven and receive absolution in the sacrament of confession?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the key, Anna. Those prayers, It's a form of indulgence. It's kind of like indulgences. Because, Anna, the church says, pray those prayers, Anna, so that you can recover your spiritual health that the sin that's already been forgiven in confession has caused. And indulgences are simply other acts of charity that the church is identifying that you can perform in order to continue to grow in holiness, repair the harm of the soul, recover your spiritual health, reorder your will back to God, and Anna, become the saint you're called to be and remain, as you mentioned earlier, in relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what indulgences are all about. So hopefully that's helpful for you. You can check out paragraph 1459 to 1460 in the Catechism.
You know, I guess because I think my own brain is just always, it thinks analogically. When you use that word relationship like that, I think of, like, say I do something that offends my wife.
Right.
I apologize to her.
Amen.
She does forgive me. But there's a certain way in which I still have some work to do. Like, I don't
yes.
mean that in a smart alecky way.
No,
I mean,
no.
I need to rebuild that.
It's not only a matter of justice, Cy, as the Catechism points out with reference to indulgences, but it's also a matter of repairing that brokenness that is there. You didn't cut it off completely. It's not totally destroyed. But whatever harm was done in offending your wife, you have to repair that. And it doesn't come by just saying, sorry, there's something more. You might use the analogy of my son throwing the baseball, breaking the neighbor's window. I'm going to make him go and apologize, right?
Oh, that's, yes,
but
I see
know
where
what?
You're going. Yeah.
I'm going to make T-boy, as we say in Louisiana, I'm going to make him rake the yard, cut the lawn in order to earn some money to try and help pay back, perhaps. Or even if you cut yourself,
right?
You clean the wound, it's clean, you put a Band-Aid, but you know what? Sometimes it leaves a scar and it takes time for that wound to heal, right?
Yep.
And that's what happens in the soul. We sin, you know, the guilt's removed, it's being cleaned up, but yet there's healing that still needs to take place. And that's what we call sanctification, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Cy. We have to go through this process of sanctification, of being made holy continuously, persevering into the end so that we can enter into the glory of the kingdom.
Yeah. And the indulgence, in the window one, there's a way in which God is saying, with the indulgence, it's a special grace that I'll help you pay for the window.
Amen. Just like I might tell my son,
right,
go cut the grass, but you know what? I'm not going to make him pay for it all because he doesn't have the capability to do that. So I'm going to help him pay for it. I'm going to add some value to his work in cutting the grass in order to repair the window.
Yeah.